Okay, right. I'm looking at three people in the studio at the moment. My son's out in the kitchen and let's just say, he's talking, he's got his headphones on, he's talking to his friend upstairs because he's got this remote microphone that he uses. And he's in the middle of a game. Yeah, so he's in the middle of playing a game and he's come down to make some food and he's talking loudly there and, right. So, what can I tell you? Right. I'm going to play some more music because we're still waiting for Tina to settle some things there. So we'll play another track of music and see what happens. I come back on the microphone, I can hear somebody running up and down the stairs. And it's fairly annoying because, I had all day to run up and down the stairs. And then, you start your show and then it's like, it's just like pounding the stairs. Oh, it's just really annoying. But, okay. So, Tina's having a few problems there this evening by the look of things. Right, so what we might have to do here, ladies and gents, for you, is that we may have to reschedule for a later time. This gives time for Tina to look at the difficulty and sort it out, because let's just say it's very difficult to sort out any problem while you're actually trying to get on air at the same time. So if there is a problem with the headset, is there a problem with the microphone, or the laptop, or whatever other device that you're using, it's kind of awkward to actually sort that out while you're actually trying to sign in and get into the show at the same time. So you need time out to do those things, yeah? So what we'll do, we'll have time out. I'll message Tina now, and we'll have time out, and we'll try and reschedule for 10 p.m. UK. That's about another 40 minutes from now. So we'll try and reschedule for 10 o'clock and see if we can do it at 10. If not, then we may have to leave it for Wednesday now. But hopefully we'll have a better call queue as well for 10, because at the moment I'm looking at 3 people. Okay, right then, I think we can go because Tina is here now. So we're gonna have a try. Okay, so Tina is with me now. So thank you all for staying. Right, so we're gonna make an effort to bring you a show this evening. Okay, so right at the top then, we'll say hello to Tina.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina. I can see the problems you were having. You're right. Oh,
yeah, my laptop's not recognising my headphones.
Oh, I don't tell you, these things come to try us. But, you know, I've had... I mean, this is a new computer, and the amount of trouble that we have with it since I've had it now, it's so slow starting up in the mornings. And it makes it like it's loading something all the time. And I'm thinking, I'm up to 56 gigabytes already. And I'm thinking, what's eating my hard drive? You know, thinking, but I can't find out what it is. Let's say, I know these programs are getting bigger all the time. That's what it is. Right, let's see then. We're going to open the lines. Oh, we've been joined by another person now. We've got 4, so it's looking good. Okay, Deep.
Good evening, Deep.
Thank you. Good evening, Tina. Nice to have you again this evening with us.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling better today. I went out for a walk. So
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Any messages that Spirit has for me? I'm pursuing a property and do you see it going my way tomorrow with the numbers I have in mind?
Yeah, I do see it going your way, Deep. You've put a lot of time of effort into...
Tina, can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Deep, yeah. As I said there a little earlier, before we started there, Tina's having problems there this evening. Just bear with me, Dave.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Tina. Okay,
yeah.
We'll try again. Could you mind turning that off, please?
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Right. We've lost Tina again. Just bear with me. Okay. I just got to tell my wife in the background, because she's playing a game and she's, you know, it's everything seems to be there to annoy me this evening. It's not good. Okay. Right. So, the core queue's gone up to 5. And that's looking better than it was. Tina having a few problems there and not able to hold. So, what I can't figure out really is now is that Tina's popped in and out of the studio and having problems there connecting, something to do with the headphones, so we really don't know what's happening there at the moment, so just bear with us. Alright, okay, we'll start again. We're not going on the timer until we actually get an active connection, so we haven't put the timer on. Let's see what happens. Okay, we'll try again. Oh, bless. It's not... Okay.
Right, sorry about that.
Right, let's try again then. Deep.
Sorry about that, Deep. Who's my,
yeah, no,
I'm having to use my phone tonight. I can see you getting that property because I feel as though you've put a lot of time and effort into it. Also, I feel as though you're more confident in yourself. Understand, please.
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. I also feel as though with surrounding this property, I feel as though it's the property that you've been, that it's like you've always been after. I feel as though it could be a dream home. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure. There are very few properties in the market, and then people are just throwing money at it. It's much more than the market value, but
yeah.
If I don't get this, I won't get anything. So it's a few doors away from where I'm renting now.
Right. Okay. So you're going to look at this property. Would that make sense?
I have seen it once. So if my offer is accepted tomorrow, I'll go and see it again. But apparently, there are three others who have bid for it. I have a number
in
mind to increase the offer. Do you think that should be enough?
I do feel as though it should be enough. I do feel as though people are going to basically snap your hand off, if you kind of get my meaning. I do feel as though you really, really do like this property as well. I do feel as though there is a strong presence around you spirit-wise as well still. I do feel as though that lady and gentleman still around you, and they're giving you the inspiration to do what you have to do. Would you feel inspired at all, please?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel myself as though somebody's inspiring me all the time. Yeah.
Okay, because it's this strong, it's this powerful lady and gentleman, they're inspiring you to carry on with what you have to do. I do feel as though also that you've had a conversation with Little Man this week at some point, or this weekend at some point. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I do feel as though it was a nice, gentle conversation as well. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though what you've said to Little Man as well, I do feel as though he's taking it on board. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though you've given him some choices. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though he is considering these choices, sweetheart. I also feel as though there's one particular choice that you've given him that he's seriously considering. I do feel as though he wants to seriously make a choice of what he wants to do as well and how he wants to go around things. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do feel as though he is actually making that choice. I do honestly feel as though, because he's a very, excuse me, he's a very, very bright young boy. A very bright young boy. Would you understand that he's told you of some troubles he's had, please?
At school and with his mom, yes.
Right, okay.
There's nothing new. Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up on as well. I feel as though he's struggling with something, but he doesn't know what to say or how to say it. Would you understand that?
No, I don't. Maybe that's something he hasn't told me.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though he's struggling with something and he doesn't know what to say or how to say it. You might need to want to have that conversation with him, okay? I understand as well that you're feeling quite anxious in yourself, but you, with the inspiration going with it, you're feeling anxious as well. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no need for this anxiousness, I'm being told to tell you. You've got this lady and gentleman right with you. They're trying to put some ideas to you about the way things that you want to do. They're putting suggesting ideas about the things that you should evaluate in life as well. Would you understand that at all, please?
No.
Okay. You've got to try and think about that. Please, because they are wanting to evaluate things around you. They want you to evaluate things around yourself as well. Okay. Would you understand that you've been talking about another contract or another job at all, please?
Nothing. I have applied, but nothing has worked out so far. Yeah, I don't know if the current client will extend me, because as of now they don't have anything, but I'm thinking of asking them if they have anything.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think they would have something for you, sweetheart, to be perfectly honest. I do understand that it's very difficult for you right now, but I think if you ask them if they'll extend your contract, I'm sure they will be would apply that for you, because the employer that you're working with, you get on really well with, okay? And he's always interested in what you've got to say. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I don't think these people will let you go in a hurry, to be honest, Deep. I don't think they'll let you go in a hurry, because... you're a value member of the team, okay? They are thinking about extending your contract as well, darling, because there's something you've put forward just lately about something that they're very, very interested in. Would you understand that, please?
No, I've just had a good chat with, as in I'm working and I keep updating the status of the work to my manager. Probably he appreciates that.
Right, okay, because that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling, sweetheart. All right? That is what I'm feeling and the impression that I'm getting. All right? Because I do feel as though there's something you've just said just lately about the upgrading of your status at work, or the chat that you've basically had in all directions. I feel as though they're seriously thinking about something that you've said. There's something you've said to them that they're actually considering. So I do feel as though that's going to pay off for you as well. Okay. Would you understand that you feel as though things are getting more improving for you? You feel as though you're more in yourself, you're feeling more confident. You're feeling more self. You're feeling as self-conscious as well. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, you know.
Okay. You don't want to feel self-conscious about yourself, darling, because I've been told to tell you you're better off as you are now. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need this self-consciousness. You've never had this self-consciousness consciousness before, I'm being told. Okay. So you don't need to start with it now because you are a handsome, good-looking guy. This is what's coming from spirit. Okay. They feel as though you could be having a relationship and there could be a lady friend coming pretty soon for you. Okay. Now, I feel as though it could be somebody from like the past or somebody that's been looking for you. Okay. I understand that she's going to be a very, very, very attractive young girl. Not a young girl, but a very attractive woman. But she's going to really, really impress you with how she looks or to how she used to look. Would you understand any of that, please?
Yeah, does she know me? Do I know her?
I feel as though you do know her, yeah. I do feel as though you do know her.
Okay.
But I do feel as though there is a lady figure coming into your life, darling. Okay. I do feel as though there's a lady coming to you. She's been looking for you. And I've been told to tell you, you don't look for love, let love find you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
This is what I'm being told. Deep. Please, can you also think about your life strategies? I don't understand what they're saying by this, but they're saying something about life strategies. Would you understand anything about that?
I'll think about it, Tina.
Yeah, because you've been mulling over a lot of things just lately. There's a lot of things that you've been seriously thinking about. There's some negative feelings that you've been having going through you. Would you understand that, Deep?
Yes, I do.
Okay. These people are not wanting you to think negative. They're wanting you to think more positive. You've got to get rid of all the negative feelings that you've had. Would you understand why?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because this is what they're saying. They want you to think about all the positivity in your life. Okay, they're saying basically you've got to look forward to the future and settling down in the future as well. Okay, because I feel as though with this lady coming into your life, she is going to be the one that's going to be a permanent fixture. Okay. It's just something that you're looking for. You're looking for somebody who will be with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for calling in, darling. You know where I am on Facebook if you need another chat.
Sure, thank you. You have a lovely evening. Thank you.
You too
thank
as well.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. And thanks there for your perseverance because I struggled with that one a bit. So, okay. We got to it eventually. So let's see where we are. Okay, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are we doing, madam?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah. Anything you pick up on is fine.
Okay. Holly, I feel as though you're a bit more happier in yourself. Would you understand why?
Yeah, just working and not sitting around doing nothing, I guess.
Right, okay. Now, I feel as though, Holly, that you're happy with something maybe that you feel as though you've achieved. Would that make any sense?
I'm not really sure. I have to think about it.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though you're happy with something that you've achieved, darling. All right? I'm also feeling as though there's something that you're aiming for in your life. Would you understand that?
It could be my writing. It could be, I don't know.
Right, okay. Because where I'm feeling, I can see you, with what I'm feeling, I can see you, I don't know, it looks as though it could be cards of some sort. Like tarot cards or angel cards. Would you understand that?
Not really. I never thought about making my own deck.
Right, okay, because that's what I'm thinking, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, I'm seeing angel cards or tarot cards. I'm feeling as though you want to be a bit more creative. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yes. I haven't been creative for about a month.
Yeah. Because I do feel as though you want to be a bit more creative, darling, with what you want to do. I do feel as though you're writing, creative with your writing as well, because I'm also being shown now a pen and a notepad of some sort. Okay. Would you understand that at all, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm being shown this pen and this notepad with a lot of words on it. It looks as though it's relating to a story of some sort. Okay. I feel as though it could be either a fiction, it's either a fiction or a non-fiction.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It feels as though it's either fiction or non-fiction. I'm sliding more towards non-fiction. Okay.
Okay.
But I do feel as though you want to write about life experiences and past experiences. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is what I'm getting, Holly. I feel as though you've been thinking about a lot of things just of late as well. Not basically on the relationship side of things. I feel as though you've been thinking about things like moving on with life and doing what you have to do in life. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. It will be a really good move for you, darling, if you could do that. Move on with the more things that you want to do, sweetheart, because I'm feeling as though things in your life could get better and a lot better. I do feel as though at some point you're going to get recognized. Okay.
Oh.
I do feel as though there's some point you could get recognised. And I still have that feeling of good news coming towards you.
Okay.
I do feel still have that feeling of good news coming towards you. I also feel as though it's something to do with either a phone call or an email that's coming towards you still. Okay.
Oh.
Because do you understand where I'm coming from with that?
Is it in my best interest to go back to Washington or stay here?
That is totally your call, darling. It's what makes you feel happy within yourself. Would you understand that? Because I don't feel as though where you are this precise minute, you are very happy. I do feel as though you have some sort of regret. Would you understand that?
Yeah, it's a rough property.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though you have some sort of regret, darling. All right? You've got some very powerful spirit around you, helping you through and guiding you with what you have to do. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Would you understand just lately you've called upon the spirits to help you to decide with what you want to do and help ask them to give you ideas of things that you need to do, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because this is what I'm feeling. You've been asking for ideas of how to maybe pick up things that's missing in your life as well. Would you understand that? Okay, they have heard you, darling. They have heard you and they are coming to help. Okay, they have heard you and they are coming to help.
Okay.
They are coming to help you, darling. There's one specific thing that you want to happen that they're going to try and help you with. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because you've asked for one specific thing to be helped with. Would you? This is why they're wanting to help you.
Okay.
Okay. They want you to start and think about things seriously. They want you to start and think about things seriously, sweetheart, all right?
Yeah.
They're understanding that things are difficult for you right now, all right?
Uh-huh.
the things that you're thinking about that's really difficult for you right now, okay? And they want you to start and think about your prospects in life. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. They want you to understand that things don't feel the same for you. Things don't feel the same for you. They're wanting you to understand that things are going to be a lot different for you, they're saying. Okay. Relationship-wise, I do feel as though there is going to be a gentleman coming into your life.
Mm-hmm.
There is a gentleman going to be coming into your life, but it's going to be one that you've wanted, a gentleman figure that you've wanted, someone that's not going to mess you around, someone's not going to be, giving you all the hassle that you've been having. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Right, okay. They want you to also think about your prospects in life as well. Okay.
Okay.
Because there's some things that you need to mull over and think about where you want to go and how you want to do things. Would you understand that, please? Okay.
Yeah.
Life will be on a change for you. Life will be on a change for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change for you. Things are going to change for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Things are going to change for you. I do feel as though there is a gentleman figure going to come into your life as well, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel as though you could know this gentleman as well. I feel as though this gentleman's looking for you. Okay. I do feel as though this gentleman's looking for you.
Okay.
Okay. I do feel as though this gentleman's been looking for you, sweetheart. All right. I honestly do feel as though it's somebody that you could be, that you've known maybe in the past. Okay. I do feel as though it's somebody you've known in the past.
Okay.
I do feel as though it could be somebody that you've got on with as well. I do feel as though you've got somebody you've got on with. Okay. It's just that he needs to find you. You need to stop looking for love. And you need to stop looking for love, and he needs to find you.
Okay.
Okay. It's all right. I'm just getting some messages from Spirit. I'm just getting messages from Spirit. There's a lady around you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lady around you, and she's asking you to start looking after yourself a bit.
Okay.
She wants you to start looking after yourself as well, darling, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Holly. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right. Okay. Right, we're going to take a short break, ladies and gents, because I'm looking at just three people left in the studio. We started the show with a bit of a hiccup, really, I suppose, and we're already 1 hour and 21 minutes left on the clock, and three people left on my call queue. So if we don't take a break, we're going to be out of here in the next 15 minutes or so. And we really don't want to do that. In the past, we have made up time lost in the archive, but we're not doing that this evening. It wouldn't be fair on Tina. So we're not going to be doing that. And if the call queue goes balmy, Don't forget, we've got a show for you on Wednesday again. So we're not going into archive. Let's see what we've got here for you. Oh, okay. Let's try this one. Very 60s and very psychedelic, the Moody Blues. There you go, that's back in time a bit, isn't it, really, I suppose. All music today is back in time, isn't it? There's not a lot of modern music out there, is there? I don't know, I do try to find something that's actually present in the current charts, but there ain't one. There's no charts, is there? It's just, it's to say, we've come to that stage really now in history where anything goes. And there used to be an old song, with those words in, anything goes. But it's more so today than ever before, I think, because it's like all the old fashions are coming back, you know, and it doesn't really matter what you wear anymore. The hairstyles, the clothes, nothing matters anymore. You know, I don't know what's going to happen after this lockdown thing finishes. Because we're due to come out of it now here in the UK, and we get back to some sort of normality. But you know, it's early days because obviously there's different variants out there apparently now, and whether they throw us back into lockdown, we don't know yet. We're going to have to abide by the rules, whatever happens, I think. You know, because it's the old adage, sense and sensibility. None of them work. There you go. Okay, our curfew has not changed. 1 hour and 15 minutes on the clock. And nothing's changed. I'm going to reset the little dunes up here so we got our little bell. That's reset now. And we'll see where we're going. Okay. And we have Sharon.
Good evening, Sharon.
Hi, Tina. I hope we didn't get to really talk last time, so giving it another shot. Kept breaking out.
Okay, carry on.
I can hear you very well now.
Okay, thank you. How can I help?
Just anything that you pick up.
Okay. Sweetheart, there's a very strong gentleman presence around you. Would you understand who that is, please?
I don't know. I have a couple of family that passed.
I feel as though it's either a father or a grandfather figure. Would you understand that, please?
My father is passed. My grandfathers are passed.
Right, okay. I feel more it's on a fatherly sort of figure, because he's saying very, very gently, he understands the struggles that you're going through. Would you understand that, please?
Okay, yes.
Right, okay. He's talking about animosity. There's quite a bit of animosity around your family. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It feels as though there's an instigator somewhere, he's saying. There's an instigator. Feels like it's a female instigator. Would you understand that, please? Would you understand that?
Well, I'm not sure. Is he talking about my immediate family or my extended family?
I'm not sure. All he's saying to me is that the female is the instigator. Okay.
Okay.
I'm feeling more it's more the more immediate family, because I feel as though there's some issues that's not been resolved. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what they all are, really.
Right, okay.
But there's definitely something going on.
Right, okay. He's talking of greed.
Yeah.
He's talking about that somebody's full of greed. Someone's being really, really greedy.
Okay.
Would you understand that, please?
Possibly, yeah. Definitely over money.
Yeah. He's saying he's not happy with who's running the show. I don't know, understand what he means by that. He's not happy with who's running the show and how things have been worked out. Would you have any idea of what he's talking about?
Well, maybe my daughter? I don't know. You could ask him.
Okay. He's just said to me there's somebody being left out. Would you understand that at all, please?
I'm being left out.
Right, okay, here we go. This is what he's talking about. Somebody's being very greedy. There's an instigator causing a fight, and somebody's being left out of everything.
This
is
me.
What he's talking about. Yeah, he's not happy. He's not happy with it. He's not happy whatsoever. You shouldn't be left out, he's saying. You need to get what you need to get, he's saying. Okay. It feels as though people are trying to walk all over you. Would you understand that at all, please?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. There's been somebody that's been, you've been talking to, and you've been asking questions, and they blatantly lied to your face.
Okay.
Would you understand that? Would you understand that at all, please?
Well, I think a lot of people have been lying to my face.
Right, because of some people been lying to your face. Okay? I'm being told to tell you, you need to face up to them and you need to ask them why they've been lying to your face. Okay? Because there's somebody around you that's not been truthful. Would you understand who, please?
Gosh, you know, there's several people that have not been truthful.
Right.
I mean, I can feel that. I just don't.
I'm feeling as though it's a male figure that's not been truthful to you.
Okay. Is this somebody from my past or that I'm around right now?
Maybe. Maybe. There's somebody that's obviously not being very truthful to you, darling. There's somebody being around you that's not saying, they're saying one thing and meaning another. I don't know if you understand why I'm saying that.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, Tina, it's hard because I have a very small family, but I'm my immediate family.
Yeah.
And there's just a male and female.
A male that you've been talking to that's not been completely truthful with your sweetheart. Okay?
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
And your father wants you to know that he's not being truthful for you. Okay. So somebody said something to you that they're going to do something, and this was like maybe a few weeks ago, and they still haven't got round to doing it. Would you understand that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Just think about, just keep that with you, and just think about it, sweetheart, okay, because I'm really, really getting a lot of emotional feeling going running through me right now. There's a lot of emotions running high. There's people saying one thing, people saying another. It's just like there's, it's a miscommunication of some sort. Would you understand that?
Oh, Jeff, there's a lot of lies, a lot of, you know, backstabbing, a lot of...
Yeah.
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 Manipulation and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also feeling, sweetheart, that you want to say something, okay, but you don't want to upset people with what you've got to say. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. You need to say it, I'm being told. You need to say what you've got to say, whether it offends or defends, darling. You've been told to tell, you've got to say what you have to do or what you have to say. Okay. Because there's too many people basically trying to walk all over you and trying to fob you off with different things. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Because your father's looking down and he's not very impressed of how the family has broken up, he's saying. Okay. He's not impressed with how the family has broken up. He understands why the family is like it is, but he doesn't want it like that. Okay, that was never his intentions, he said. Would you understand why he's saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wondering, I'm wondering if this is really my father talking or my uncle. Yeah, two situations. Because
okay.
My uncle, family, that they've completely left me out of things that I was supposed to be, supposed to have.
Right, okay.
But it's also
okay.
In my own family, too.
Yeah. It could be your uncle, sweetheart. It could be your uncle as well. Because I feel as though this guy that's talking right now used to be really close to. Would you understand that?
Yes, I was very close to him. Uh-huh. And
okay.
His daughter has been the instigator to, and it is major greed. And they locked me out of everything, which I wasn't supposed to be.
Right, okay, I understand that. So I'll thank you for calling in, Sharon. If you need to chat any further, I am on Facebook, darling, please.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, darling, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. And our call queue has just jumped up by one. We'll screen that one in just a moment. Okay, so let's see where we are. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina Marie. You got it right.
Yep.
You got it right. Ma'am, I'm so glad you're here. Every time I speak with you, I feel like a blessing and a healing. And again, can't thank you for taking my call on the show. There's been some couple of changes, good changes here at work. Can you... it's really hard to get in. Can you just give me some follow-up or something that I need to maybe be look out for or any idea that you might see that I need to know, please?
Okay. I feel with these changes at work, sweetheart, you're getting a bit anxious about it. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please don't get anxious, darling, because you know what you're capable of.
Okay. I got
you.
Okay.
Okay. You need not to get anxious because you know what you're capable of, darling. Don't let negativity get in your way, I'm being told. Would you understand why I'm saying that? Would you understand that you've been feeling a little negative
yes.
about yourself just lately?
True.
Okay. You don't need to feel negative about yourself, darling. All right? You don't need to feel negative about yourself, sweetheart, all right, because you're a very good person and you know what you're doing with your job. You know what you're doing with life, okay? So I'm being told to tell you not to be so negative, sweetheart, okay? Would you understand, Veronica, a lady in spirit that was quite strong-willed?
Yes.
Okay. She's there with you. She is there with you, okay?
Okay.
She is there with you and she's inspiring you to keep going. Okay. She's
yes.
inspiring you to keep going. Because she's impressed with the way that she said you've turned out to be a very, very good lady. A very, very good lady. Okay. She's impressed with the way that you can handle things. She's impressed with you, with the way you can deal with situations as well. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though it's a grandmother figure. Would you understand a grandmother figure in spirit, please? It was very strong-willed.
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you've got some of her traits inside of you, sweetheart.
True.
Okay.
True.
She says you want to remember them traits at times. Okay.
True.
Okay. Veronica, would you understand that there's something important come your way and you're putting off filling in some paperwork, please?
What is it? Thank you.
I don't understand. She's saying there's something that you need to be doing with some paperwork. Would you understand any paperwork, darling, please?
Okay, I'm thinking. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, she's saying there's some paperwork that needs to be filled in. She's saying that once you get that paperwork sent back, things are going to change for you. I don't understand why she's saying that, but she feels as though things are going to change for you with this paperwork. Would you understand what paperwork she's talking about, please?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. She's saying that when it comes to the way of things and the more you prospect, so you look on life, is the way that she would think as well, because I feel as though you've been looking more towards your future than you have in your past. Would you understand that, please?
True. Yeah, my God, true. Everything's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Because she's understanding you want to get on with your future, okay? And she says she understands that you want to settle down and become a family person, okay? She understands you want to be a family person. But, sweetheart, please don't rush it, she's saying, okay? Because she feels as though you're trying to rush the settling down part. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying to me, please, sweetheart, don't rush it, because good things will come to you. She's saying she's always said to you the phrase, good things will come to those who wait. Would you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you don't need to be looking for love. Let love find you, Veronica, all right? Because she's saying to me, there is a gentleman out there that is looking for you, okay? And you need to be starting to, like, be more relaxed. Just concentrate on what you have to do and he will find you. Okay? She understands that you need to slow yourself down on that department, darling. You need to concentrate on things around you. Veronica, would you understand a baby around you that's just been born or is going to be born?
Okay.
Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
I feel as though the mother of this baby you're quite close to, would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. She wants you there when this baby's born. Okay. She needs you around her when this baby's born. Okay. Because I feel as though she's going to struggle, or she is struggling. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's definitely going to be struggling, or she is struggling. I feel as though healing angels need to come down to this lady as well. Would you understand why, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because there's healing angels going to come down to see her as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I feel as though there's something not right with herself, or feels as though she's in a lot of pain. Would you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but she's definitely going to need you around her once this baby's born as well. Okay, but this mother is saying that you still need to concentrate on what you have to do. Okay. I don't know if you've got children, Veronica, or not, okay, but would you understand a baby in spirit at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. This baby comes down to see the mother a lot.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This baby does come down to see the mother a lot, please. I sometimes feel as though this person feels as though there's something moving on the bed at night time. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I do feel I'm going to take a long shot, Veronica. I feel as though this could be yours. This baby in spirit could be yours. Would you understand that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
Okay. Because I do feel as though this baby in spirit has come down to see you, and you do feel the baby around you, and you keep smelling sort of like baby smells around you. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though it was a little girl.
Okay.
Okay. I feel as though it was a little girl you miscarried with. All right. And I do feel as though you've got you had a special name picked out for her. Would you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because I do feel as though it is your baby that comes around you, darling. I honestly do. Sorry to bring it up. I don't mean to upset you with it, darling. Okay?
No, I don't mean to upset you. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
There's a one or two females that seems to have a lot of jealousy and envy. Are they going to be removed from this?
Have you reported all this jealousy and this envy around you?
Yeah, the boss, the big one, she knows because he, on the meeting, he made a comment. But I just want to know what you see in them. They're close by, like when I'm, they were there last night.
I do feel as though they got the hint. I really do feel as though they got the hint, darling. Okay, because I do feel as though when the boss dropped that subtle comment, I think it was a subtle comment.
Yes, I think
they did actually get the hint. They got the hint about it. Okay.
Is he going to remove them?
I'm not too sure about that, but I do think where they're concerned, I do feel as though they feel as though they rule the roost. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
That was a beautiful conversation. Thank you for Mama. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Unusual to see Veronica on a number there. Okay. Normally I know all the ones. I don't know what that was at the end there. Okay. Right now then. Was tempted to have another little break there, ladies and gents, because our clock queue is kind of building up nicely, but we've still got an hour there left to run. And there's two people that have just joined us that I need to screen. One of them I think I know, but it's the last four digits that get crossed over. I always get mixed up with them. I don't know why. Two people with the same last four digits. It gets a bit awkward sometimes. Okay, let's see what we got for you then. Yeah, very confusing. We'll be right back. Okay. Do you know, is it to say other people can make problems for you, yeah? Because this is, you know, when your loved ones return to spirit, they want the best for you. And they wanted the best for you while they were here, probably as well. But certainly, whatever type of person they were while they were here, they take a lot of that character with them when they go over, by the way. So they don't change unless they want to. And a lot of that character goes with them. So if they were kind of bad towards you, really, the attitude is not going to change very much unless they want to. But they do have the opportunity to change. Let's say that they have an eternity to do that in. So, you know, the opportunity is there. There are those that come back as well. So, you know, they come back. They don't know you when they come back, but they might recognize you in the street sometime. Have you ever had that deja vu moment where you think you've met somebody before? Anybody like that? Anybody had that moment where I'm sure I know you from somewhere, but you just can't place it? And, you know, and there's that feeling of knowing somebody. Okay, so influences, because spirit will kind of lead you in the right direction. It's all they can do. They cannot predict your future for you. And, you know, it's very much, pardon, what was that? They try to predict your future for you while they're here, some of them. The wife just said, yeah, okay, we won't go into that. That's not what the show is about this evening. But, okay, influences. There's always going to be outside influences in any situation, and, you know, if we play our part in what spirit brings to us, then we can make things happen more comfortably, more easily, if you will. It might not always turn out exactly the way it was planned. Spirit plan the best possible scenario for us, yeah? Doesn't always turn out that way, does it? And, you know, I'm sure nobody in spirit would have wanted this scenario that we're living with at the moment, you know? So, yeah, we've all had to live with that over the past 2 to 3 years now. And I think we're going into the third year of it now. But, you know, it's been around since 2017 in one form or another. So, yeah, we're going into the third year almost now of some sort of knowledge of it, although it took time to hit Britain, didn't it? You know, but I think they had knowledge of it in 2017, to be quite honest, and a long time before that. But, let's get on with the show. Right, we're wasting time. Right then, we have Queen.
Can't move him. Hello, my lady.
Oh, my lady, how are you? Thank you for the birthday gift. May it be returned to you 100 times quickly.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're more than welcome.
I hope so.
How can I help?
Whatever you get.
Okay. Well, can I first off say, and I hope you had a really good birthday.
It was
good.
Absolutely beautiful. Yes, thank you.
Good. I've got to tell you about a special present that you got. Would you understand that, please?
Yes, but you know, it wasn't in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, quite a few, as a matter of fact.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Because I've got to tell you about a special present that you got. Okay.
All right.
I've got to tell you about a vision as well. Would you understand a vision?
Clear vision, yes.
Right, okay. Because that was part of your present. This vision was part of your present. Okay. Would you understand why?
To do it as I move forward.
Yeah. This was the vision. Okay. I've been told to tell you about a vision. This vision is going to be, in the future, it's going to be very, very good for you.
All right. I accept.
Okay. Because this vision is going to work out your actual plans, I'm being told to tell you. Would you understand that?
All right, yes.
Okay, because you've got a lot of plans about your future, and this vision that you've had is going to help with one of them plans. Okay?
All right.
I'm seeing a very, very good future for you, a very, very good plan of action that you've wanted to do. Okay. Would you understand these past few days you've been talking about traveling, please?
It's been in my spirit, yes.
Okay, because I'm being told to tell you, planning about going traveling, I've been told to tell you it will do you some good. It will bring you more prospects online too. What the prospect got now? Would you understand why I'm being told that?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, because this prospect you're thinking about is a very good prospect for yourself as well. Okay, because I've got to tell you, you've got to start thinking about yourself a bit more than what you have been doing. Would you understand why I'm saying that, please? This lady is very, very proud of you. Okay. She's just been followed in by another lady. All right. I feel as though it could be an auntie figure that's just joined. Would you understand an auntie figure in spirit, please?
Yes. Great aunt. Yes.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though you used to get on with this great aunt as well. I feel as though you're somewhat close to her. Would you understand that?
Yeah, she visits me often.
Yeah. She says she's never far away. She's never far away from you. She wants you to understand that she's also giving you inspiration. Okay. She's giving you a lot of inspiration for you to work out where the next piece of jewellery is coming from, where the next part of the old traditions are coming from. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. She said you've got to remember some of the wise words that she gave you as a child. I don't know whether you can remember them or not, but she used to give you some wise words as a child.
The moment, I'm not sure, but I'm sure she'll tell me again.
Okay.
That I'm sure.
Okay. It's something to do with facing life as it comes towards you.
Okay.
All right. Because, yes, you've overcome some hurdles to get where you are now, she says, but she doesn't want you overdoing it. Okay. She doesn't want you got overdoing it. She's just said, "Well, do you understand why she's saying that, please?"
Yeah. I would.
Okay. Okay. She's talking about there's people trying to influence you with doing something that's a major thing of building something. Would you understand something like that, please?
Not at the moment. They haven't shown themselves yet.
Right, okay. But just keeping an eye out for that. It's something to do with the artistic side of you.
Well, then that's probably my cousin.
Okay.
Wants me to come and visit her. That's probably what it is.
Right.
She's
okay.
A good artist. So.
Right. Okay. It's a good art. It's the artistic side. It's probably either you or your cousin. But you're very artistic yourself as well, aren't you?
Yes, both of us are. Both of us are
right,
very
okay.
artistic and talented.
This is where I feel as though this is going to come in. Okay, this is where I feel as though this big artistic thing is project is going to come in, because I do feel as though she needs to help her build something.
Yeah, she has large vision, so yes, I can
okay.
see that. I can see me helping her too.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to overdo it with this big building project that she's got in mind, I'm being told to tell you.
I won't.
Okay.
I will not.
Right, okay. Because apparently what she's trying to aim big. She's trying to aim big to more than she can actually handle, because I feel as though there's something she's trying to rush into. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as
I'll help.
Sorry, carry on.
I will help her. I will do my best to help her to see clearer. Perhaps that's where I will help her most.
Yeah, yeah. Because I do feel as though she's one of these people who likes to aim high, but she likes to aim higher than what she can handle. Would you understand?
Yes, and she does run herself into the ground often too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get stressed watching her.
Yeah. I do feel as though this is the person you're going to be helping.
It would be my pleasure to assist her.
Yeah. Would you understand that you felt somebody around you and heard somebody calling your name, please?
Well, that happens.
Okay.
Quite often.
I feel as though it was a gentleman figure. I feel as though you've heard a gentleman's voice. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He wants to talk to you. There's something that you're planning or have got ideas running through you that he wants to talk to you about. Would you understand that? Right, okay.
He can talk whenever he likes. I'm open.
Right, okay. I feel as though, my queen, it's a father figure that wants to speak to you. Would you understand that, please?
That's who I felt it was, and he's also artistic, so, yeah, I felt it was him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, okay. He wants you to follow in his footsteps with some sort of art. Would you understand what he's talking about, please?
Yes. It's funny, because I was touching some clay pieces that I had done, I forgot I did, just a little while ago, and yes, thank you, my lady. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, my queen.
Okay. Thank you, queen. Now then. When we've done a show with Chris Garcia on Friday evening, there was only two people that managed to send their donations through. Apart from the paid subscribers, I think that's a little bit naughty because, you know, Chris himself sent a donation and Queen sent a donation. Queen helps us here on the show. And, you know, there's very many people that actually help us here as readers on the show that have no need whatsoever to make a contribution or a donation in support of what they do because they appreciate what we do. And we're very happy that, you know, that they do appreciate us for what we do. But the show is about you, the callers and the listeners. And, you know, those sponsorship donations should be coming from you and not the readers and helpers themselves, you know. So I am going to play our little jingle, our little advert, just to remind you, because, you know, let's just say that exchange rates change all the time, and you may see on tonight's page, it says that it's gone up a little bit.
It is asked that you would consider a small donation fee of $3.50, or whatever you can afford. This supports all upcoming shows. Thank you for your support. You can also subscribe for a whole year. Ask Ken for further details.
Yep, there you go. You can always ask me for further details. What it basically means is further details. It's there on the show page, but it may not be obvious to your understanding. So ask for details. Currently, $50 is £37.80. That was around about 2 months ago now, but exchange rates change all the time. It saves you over $30 over a year, because if you're donating $3.50 per show, then, you know, it amounts up. So pay your $50 up front, it covers you for the whole year. We've decided to round it off to that figure. And we have a number of donators now, subscribers that actually appreciate what we do and have actually made the yearly subscription. And it's not a lot to us. It helps the running costs, which is almost £400 a year. Yeah. So, you know, and £400 a year out of a small income is a lot of money, believe me. It's a lot to have to find extra on top of your annual outgoings. So, you know, so there you are. Okie dokie. Let's see where we're going. Okay. And let's see if I've got this right. Is it Austin or Justin? I'm not sure.
Justin,
thank
good
you.
Good evening, Justin.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
I'm just calling about just the last couple of days I've just been feeling off. And
okay.
I've just been, like, wanting to know, like, what's going, like, what can I do to, like, help myself?
Right, okay. Justin, would you wonder if it, understand you've got you've been feeling a bit negative about yourself. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. There's something triggering this negativity that's around you. Okay. I do feel as though it's feeling as though, it may be the lockdown, or it may be there's something going on around you. There's people maybe feeding you negativity. Would you understand any of that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing you need to do is overcome that negativity. Don't listen to what people tell you. Okay, because I do feel as though somebody's been trying to bring you down. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. You've got to remember, when people do that, sweetheart, there's nothing wrong with you, something wrong with them. Okay? Because I feel as though you've got some ideas that you've been talking about, and people's just been giving you a lot of negative feedback. Would you understand that, sweetheart, please?
Yes.
Okay. I understand that the ideas that you've got, you needed some feedback, but you need to go to the right people, darling. I do feel as though these ideas that you've got going are maybe for a business idea, or there's something that you're planning to do. Would you understand that at all, please?
Yeah.
I do feel as though when you was talking about these ideas to these people, there was a lot of envy. Okay, because
yeah.
You and yourself are quite bright. You and yourself are quite bright, and you know you've got it inside of you to actually go ahead with these ideas. And I feel as though when you was talking about these ideas, you felt as though somebody was getting really jealous around you. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is why you're feeling so down about yourself, darling, okay? You don't want to let others bring you down, darling, all right? You need to go ahead with these ideas, okay? Justin, would you understand a male and female figure in spirit that you used to be close to, please?
Pardon me?
Would you understand a male and female figure in spirit that you used to be close to?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. I feel as though it's an ancestral thing. I feel as though it's either, it could be a grandma and grandfather figure of some sort. It may be a great grandfather and a great grandma. Okay. They feel as though they're watching over you, they're guiding you. The thoughts that you're going through, that they're saying you need to keep going through because you can make something of yourself, okay? Because I feel as though somebody's been trying to tell you that you're not going to be successful in anything that you do. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. It's them sort of negative comments that will get you down, darling. All right? It's them sort of negative feelings that will get you down. Okay? There is a very good future coming up for you with these plans that you've got. Okay? And you are bright enough to do them. Okay? I do feel as though around you there is a lot of negativity. I do feel as though there's a lot lot of jealousy and a lot of envy around you. It's them sort of people you need to cut out your life. Okay? I do understand it may be very difficult for you to think about it, or there's somebody around you that you need to seriously sit down and have a talk to about the negativity that they're giving you. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah, I actually have done that, and I made a decision. And I just feel like, I don't know, that might be what's been bugging me lately. I feel like the decision, I don't know if it's the right one that I made or if I'm going to regret it later.
Okay, well, it's only you that can help you make that decision. Yes, you can call upon the angels to help you make that decision, but you've got to give the angels free will, permission to interfere in your free will as well. Okay. But there is some decisions that you do that you do want to make, sweetheart, because I'm feeling some of these decisions you're not going to regret. Okay. I do feel it's to do with a starting up, of a business. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I also feel it's the very technical sort of side of the business as well. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you have got to get this plan into action, I'm being told to tell you, because this will be the making of you, darling. Okay? This will be the making of you. All right? You've had these plans for a while. Okay? I'm being told to tell you. You've had these plans for a while and always come back to square one, they're saying. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
A little, yeah.
Okay. You have got to move forwards, not backwards. Okay? You've got to keep seeing that road ahead of you and keep going on that road. All right? Yes, it can be very difficult at times for you. Yes, you are going to get obstacles put in your way, and you know how to overcome these obstacles, I'm being told to tell you. Okay? These people have been watching you, and they've seen all the paperwork or something you've been writing down. Would you understand something you've been writing down just of late, please?
Yeah.
Okay. These plans that you've been writing down are very good plans, all right? You do need to summarize them a little bit more, all right? But these ideas that you're coming up with, this business plan that you're coming up with, they're saying that this business can go forward. Okay? This business can go forward, my darling. Please don't listen to any negative feelings. You need to start feeling more positive about yourself. And you need to have a bit more self-confidence as well. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the people that are around you are just jealous of what you've got in mind, I'm being told to tell you. Okay. This is the sort of things you wanted to do since maybe leaving school or have been in school. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to let negativity stop you, sweetheart. Do not let negativity stop you. I'm being asked to tell you. All right? You have got some good ideas. You've got some good grades behind you as well. Would you understand that as well, please?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah? Okay. I feel as though these two people that are watching over you, sweetheart, have been guiding you most of your life. Okay, I do feel as though they've been guiding you most of your life because you've always had an ambition growing up. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, these are the people that's been guiding you and inspiring you to go through with this ambition. And now this ambition of yours is going to be coming through. It's going on paper. You've really, really thought about it. And what have you, they're saying that this is the ambition that you've wanted. This is the ambition that you need to get you somewhere. Okay? So you don't want to let negative people get you down, darling. I know I keep repeating it, but you don't want to let negative people get you down. All you've got to do is just think about positivity inside of you. You're going to do this. This is what you want to do. Okay? They are supporting you all the way. You have got more than these two spirits around you, darling, okay? You've got more than these two spirits around you. You've got spirits of other ancestors, maybe family members as well, okay? They're all supporting you and giving you a lot of guidance, darling, all right? I do feel as though you are going to be well done in the future, darling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Okay, let's see where we are. Okay. Well, we still have Laura and Suzanne with us. Lovely. Laura.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
Hi, Laura. I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing okay.
That doesn't seem so convincing.
Well, no, it's okay. You know, it's good. I'm okay. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How can I help?
I'm hearing feedback. Ken, is there feedback in the back? Do you hear feedback?
A little bit, yeah.
That's weird. Okay. So I was just wondering, do you see me getting any unexpected money, any finances coming through for me that I'm not expecting?
Okay, Laura, I did mention, I think it was maybe a couple of weeks ago that you was going to get some money come through that you wasn't expecting.
I'm getting a refund from taxes, but I know what that is. That's expected.
Right. Okay. I did say a couple of weeks ago. So you just let me listen. Open up, and I think I did say a couple of weeks ago that I saw you going to get some unexpected money come through to you. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know where this money is going to come from, sweetheart. I really don't. All right, but I do feel as though there's some more money coming towards you. I feel as though it's money that you're owed. Not just I feel as though it's something else that you're owed as well. Okay, it's like
okay.
I feel as though it's some sort of back pay for something. Would you understand anything like that?
No. I can't even for the life of me think where that would be coming from.
All right, love. I do feel as though there's something going to come towards you, darling. I do feel as though there's something coming towards you, sweetheart, on the financial stuff. I do feel as though you are going to get some more money besides what you've already applied for. Okay, because I do remember saying to you that I do feel as though there's some more money coming towards you. Okay, and I do feel as though it's money that you're owed. Okay. I also feel as though there's a new job prospect coming towards you as well, sweetheart. Okay. I feel as though there's a new job prospect coming towards you. I do feel as though it's something you have applied for maybe last week, maybe week before. Okay, that you've not heard about. Would you understand that, please?
Well, I had an interview a week and a half ago, and I sent them a thank you, and it was a unique thank you.
Okay.
Unique, I won't go into detail. But I was wondering, because I didn't hear anything from them regarding a second round of interviews, and I was wondering if you see me getting a second round of interviews or not. With this particular company that I already interviewed with.
Do you feel as though you're going to get a second round of interviews with them? Okay. I do feel as though you are going to get a second round of interviews because I feel as though what you was saying during your interview, it had the employer thinking of what you could bring to that company. Okay. Because I do feel as though you was giving them a lot of ideas of what you could bring to the company, sweetheart, of what sort of things you could do for the company. Okay. I do honestly feel as though it's some sort of job that you know you're capable of. Would you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I do honestly feel as though you're very experienced for that job as well. I do feel as though there's a lot of experience behind you that you can do with that job as well. Would you understand that as well, please? Okay.
I interviewed with two men at the same time on a Zoom call, and I felt like one liked me better than the other. So I was just wondering if you're picking the same thing up, or do you think they both liked me the same way?
Okay. I do feel as though one was more interested in what you had to say than the other. I do understand that the other one was feeling, well, maybe she can bring a lot and maybe you was getting him thinking a lot. Okay. He was full of thought. Well, the other one was very interested in what you've got to say. Okay. I think that's what you're picking up on. Okay. I think that's what you're picking up on, sweetheart. I do understand that you're feeling very anxious about it. And you don't want to let them sort of people get you down and knock your positivity out of you. Okay, because you will always get one of them people that's going to be thinking, well, yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean? So you need to keep with your positivity, darling. But I do feel as though the main person that was interviewing was very interested in what you had to say. Would you understand that?
Yeah. Like the one was smiling and nodding his head quite a bit, and the other one was kind of cranky.
Yeah. Well, you always get one like that. You always get one that tries to put you off. Do you know what I mean? You always try to get one that puts you off, but you have got a lady figure behind you. I feel as though she was a very powerful lady figure when she was on the earth plane as well. She wants you to start and think like her, she's saying. I feel as though it was a grandmother figure that was quite powerful and used to say what she was thinking. Would you understand that?
Yeah, my grandmother.
Yeah. She's saying you need to start and think what you're thinking as well. Do you know what I mean? Because she said you have got that inside of you. You can tell people what's what. She's behind you. She's the one inspiring you to do what you have to do, sweetheart. Okay? She is the one inspiring you to do what you have to do. All right? And she's also saying that she's very proud of the way you are at this precise minute. Okay. You've done something around you that she's also very proud of you. I don't understand what she's saying with this, Laura. There's something that you've done just lately that she's very proud of you for. Would you have any idea of what she's talking about, please?
I was helping a friend of mine, decorate and put together some things. She's got a party for her two boys coming up, you know, graduation party, and I was helping her get her house ready for that party and decorating.
Right, okay.
And I bought her some candles from QVC that she really wanted, but she wouldn't spend the money on them, so I bought them for her and sent them to her.
Yeah, I think this is what she's saying. She's saying it's nice to see you also socializing and being around your friends as well. Okay? Because that will lift your positivity up a little bit more higher. Okay, this is what she's saying. It will lift your positivity up a little bit more higher as well. There's something that your friend has said to you that's given you a little bit more positivity than what you had. Well, do you understand what she said to you, please?
So my friends are always very complimentary of my skills, but the problem is they're your friends, you know, so they're always going to be biased. So that's kind of baked in to the rest of me, if you know what I mean. I take a grain of salt, and I have a hard time. Like the boss that I'm reporting to right now on this project, he hardly ever responds to me when I ring him on our app, you know, through the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just feel like he feels like he can't be bothered with me. That's how I feel about. I don't feel real good about the relationship I have with my current boss.
Right, okay. I don't feel as though it's so much he can't be bothered. I feel as though as much as though he feels slightly intimidated. Okay.
Nah.
Because
I don't think so.
you've got a lot. You've been putting 100% effort into your work, and you've been putting things forward, I think, that he would never think of. Okay. So I do feel there's a bit of, he feels a little bit intimidated, darling. Okay?
I guess. I don't know. It's hard to believe, though, because I'm just, I'm artistic. That's all. But that's my role. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
He does at all. So, that's on his role. Okay. So I don't see how that could be, that he would be intimidated by that.
Thank you for calling in, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Okay. All right. We're on our last one then. Suzanne.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my phone call. I haven't called in a while, which is a good thing.
Good evening, Suzanne. How can I help?
Do you see anything? I went on a date with a man for 3 times. What do you see with that? And I'm still subbing, but I just applied for it because it's part-time for a bus company. Do you see anything with that? And those are mostly the 2 questions.
Okay, right. I do feel as though this relationship that you've got going with this gentleman is going to be okay with you, okay? Yes, you do have some doubts as well, because I feel them doubts coming from you, okay? I don't understand what sort of doubts you've got, okay? But I do feel as though this relationship is going to be a long-term relationship. So I think this guy really does like you, okay? You've been on 3 dates now, okay? And I do feel as though there's a 4th coming up as well. Would you understand that?
I don't know yet.
Okay, I do feel as though there's a 4th coming up as well, sweetheart. I really do. Because the way he is with you, I feel as though he's very, very gentle with you and he's very, very caring around you. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so I do feel as though there's a 4th date coming up with you, darling. Okay, I honestly do. I do feel as though this relationship is going to be more than dinner dates as well soon. I feel as though there could be like bowling trips or cinema trips. I don't know whether you've discussed that or not. Bowling trips or cinema trips or something like that. Expanding where you go a little bit. Would you understand anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel as though he's considering them as well for you. But I do feel as though he's very, very loving and very, very caring for you. He's picking up on some of the doubts that you've got, so that needs to be discussed. Okay, because I do feel where relationships are concerned with you, you have had some bad ones. Would you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, because the doubts that are running through you is that, is he going to treat me the same as the others, or is he going to look after me? Would you understand the questions that I've just said to you?
Yeah, or if he's going to want to even date, you know, like more than once a week.
Yeah. Yeah. These are questions you need to ask him. I feel as though he'll be very open to these questions as well, darling. Okay? I do feel as though he's going to be very open to these questions, because I feel as though he's a guy that you can talk to. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah, so far.
Because I do feel as though this guy is very loving and he's very caring and he actually listens to what you've got to say to him. Okay, I do feel as though you've just had a conversation with him, maybe on the last date, that you was talking about a lot of things that's been going on with you. Would you understand that, please?
Not a real lot of things, but some.
Yeah, and he was very understanding with them, I felt.
Yeah.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though he's going to be very, very loving towards you, darling. I really do. I feel as though he's going to be one of these gentlemen that's going to enhance things and maybe say about 2 or 3 times a week you might be going on a date as well. Okay, I do feel as though he's going to up the ante a little bit more. and want to see you a lot more. Okay?
All right.
And where you're just concerned, I do feel as though you're going to get the position that you've applied for as well, because I feel as though you're in good stead for that, because you've got experience with working on buses. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like where I am, but I can't live on 3 hours and 15 minutes a day. I mean, 3.5 hours a day.
Well, no, nobody could. But I do feel as though you are, and I feel as though it's a place that you've been before as well. Would you understand that?
Oh, my God, you're right. When do you see me? Am I going to get the Shoreham or Middle Island one? Which one?
I'm not sure. You're going to get one of them. You're going to get one of them.
When do you think they're going to call me?
I've got a feeling maybe within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow, I have to wait that long? I just called them today.
It could be next week. It could be next week. As I say, Spirit doesn't have a timeline on how long people could call you, but I do feel as though they are going to be, they're impressed with what you've done, and they know you very well as well because of you used to be there before, okay? I do feel as though some of the people are going to say, yeah, well, they're going to welcome you with open arms as well, darling, okay? I understand that you're going to be a bit anxious about it because I feel as though something's around that sort of company, around the bus company. Some of maybe the rules and regulations have changed, maybe due to COVID as well. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I applied a couple of months ago, but they didn't hire me or something. I thought it's because I worked there before, so I don't know why now they would, because I called before too.
Okay. I do feel as though there is a phone call coming towards you, darling. I honestly do feel as though there's a phone call coming towards you. Would you understand that you've applied for another job as well, please?
Two of the same, the company, just two different places.
Right, okay. I do feel as though there's a phone call coming for you, sweetheart. I really do feel as though there's a phone call coming for you. I do feel as though it could be within the next 2 weeks. Okay. You just got to have a bit of patience and wait for this phone call.
Oh yeah, I applied for like a part time, like at a department store, but I really don't want that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I just took that just in case I had to keep this one.
Yeah. I'm being told to tell you, just so this in a minute, with the crisis that's going on, anything's going to be better than nothing.
No,
if
but I would rather have the bus.
I'd rather have the bus
than have to do the two.
I know you would, know you would. But I do feel as though you've got a phone call coming as well, darling, all right?
Okay.
I do feel as though it's going to be within the next maybe 2 weeks as well. Okay, and you are going to be happy with the phone call that you've got.
With the bus company?
It could be the bus company. I do feel as though it could be the bus company, darling. Okay, don't quote me on that, but I do feel as though it could be the company because you're looking to have more hours than what you have got now, obviously. I do feel as though this is maybe 4 to 6 hours or maybe 8 hours more each week. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you are going to get a phone call, darling. I really do feel as though you're going to get a phone call, and I'd love some feedback if you do get that phone call as well, please.
Oh, I definitely will. Do you see me losing any weight? I'm trying.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I do. You don't want to lose too much, though, I've been told to tell you.
Yeah, about 20 pounds.
Yeah. You don't want to lose too much, I've been told to tell you, because it won't look right, I've been told to tell you. I've got a lady figure with me and I've got a gentleman figure with me. I don't know, understand whether it's a mother and father figure or whether it's a grandmother and grandfather figure. Okay. They said that you look stunning as you already are, but please don't lose too much weight because you'll not look right the same. Would you understand why they're saying that?
No, I don't lose about 20 pounds.
Yeah. But please don't go over the 20 pounds, they're saying. Go over the 20 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And
if you want
right.
to, if you want to, the same, put it up to 30, but don't lose any more than that.
No, I can lose a good 20. That'll be good.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I do think that things are going to work out for you to your advantage, darling, as well. Okay. I do feel as though there's some good things coming your way as well.
Like what?
I've no idea, but there's something good coming your way.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
all
for calling
right,
in then, darling. Thank you,
okay,
Suzanne.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Suzanne. Okay, okay. Well, that just about wraps it up then, ladies and gents. Oh, and there goes the bell. right. Okay. That's the last bell that you'll hear this evening. Very big thank you once again to Tina for joining me this evening. And teething problems are over, I think now. And Tina will be with us once again on Wednesday, we hope, yeah? So we'll do it all again on Wednesday then, Tina, yeah?
Yep.
Right. Okay. Right. So, I think moving location is a big thing as well, because you never always get the same connection that you had in your previous premises. You know, it's a big thing when you're moving, finding the right place for the router and everything like that, and you think a long way, you know, and it takes time. I've had to move this router around now 3 or 4 times since we moved here, but I think we finally found a place for it now, and it seems to be okay. All right then, so we're out of here, and we've got a little surprise piece of music for you to play out with. But I do like this one. It's in a current advert, and it's if I can find it, right. It's in a current advert, and it's kind of nice.
Solo, oh, I go solo, I'm making my way home. I'm making